lonely, calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train.
Okay, here we are live on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live for another week. You might be listening in Australia online. It should be about 1 p.m. in Sydney, factoring in daylight savings time, or anywhere in the world on CITR.ca. We're only here for an hour this week. We have sports broadcast from 7 o'clock, but another extra special show because we have a live studio guest. Larry Hansen is a First Nations musician based in Vancouver, and he's going to be one of the musical guests at the Red Slam Jam Society event that's happening on the 14th of February, which is a great reconciliation and awareness-raising event for the First Nations community here in Vancouver. Lots of wonderful musicians, speakers, comedians as well are going to be performing. And we will we'll be trying to interview as many of the contributors as we can over the next couple of weeks. So we have Larry in the studio today, and I also have a short interview with Gunaji O'Sullivan to play for you a bit later on. Gunaji is a broadcaster here who does a show at Co-op Radio and also CJSF. She's the main First Nations broadcaster in the city. She's very hardworking and is excellent at organizing and promoting events, including the Red Jam Slam Society event. So we'll be speaking with Larry throughout this show today and playing some of his music. He is his main musical project is called the Rez Warriors, and he has a self-titled CD out, and we'll be playing some tracks from that and having a chat with him. And well, first up, this is the Australian Canadian Music Show, and last night I had a pretty amazing experience because I went to Seattle and I saw Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly is arguably Australia's foremost singer-songwriter. He's quite peerless. He's been around for quite some time, and he's more or less considered the equivalent of the Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen. He's probably like a combination of those two guys in terms of songwriting ability, but also he's got sort of like the songwriting ability of Dylan with the down-to-earth nature of Springsteen, and very prolific. And I went down there and actually interviewed him in person, which was a pretty amazing experience for me. I had 10 minutes with Paul Kelly. I recorded an interview, which I'll play at another time because I haven't edited that yet. But it was a pretty special night. He played at the Triple Door Club in Seattle, which I recommend folks check them out. They really host some really forward-thinking artists there. And he played his brand new album in its entirety. And then he played a whole bunch of hits and memories. So for about the first 40 minutes was this entire album. And I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks off it first up. It's an album called Spring and Fall, and it's where Paul went back to his roots in the singer-songwriter tradition, which is stripped back and acoustic. He's very experimental over the years, but this one, it's a song cycle all based around a relationship. All 11 songs relate to the same relationship and the different cycles it goes through the seasons. So it's called Spring and Fall. So I'm going to play for you two tracks with very different feelings. First one is a track called Newfound Year, which is starting off fresh in a fresh relationship. And track 8, which is called Cold as Canada, which I thought was perfect to play. And that's in, of course, relating to winter and in a time when the relationship has gone sour and there's coldness. So wonderful quality songwriting to kick us off. And then more quality songwriting, thanks to Larry Hansen, who we'll be talking to very soon. So here is the legendary Paul Kelly, which with his latest record, he's been making music for, God, must be at least 30 years. Let's hear what he's up to now with his Back to Basics record called Spring and Fall.
Come with me, love, bring your wine, love, set it by the bed. First we'll clink and then we'll drink to toast the year that's fled. Outside all the horns are blaring, the midnight bells have rung. On this our first new year and love so young. Slip your shoes off, let me help your dress down to the floor. There's no treasure on this earth now, not inside this door. Everywhere the heat and chills, and spring and fall and rain. And on the air all spice again. Oh, my India, my newfound land, my America, come take my hand. January, February, we will seek our ground. March and morning comes creeping in like a sick and pale child. She leaves him there sleeping in. No good way to say goodbye. She turns her face to the sun. Doesn't have tears to cry. She wonders what on earth she's done. No good way to say goodbye. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. She's out of shelter. She's as cold as Canada. She gives herself a talking to keep the blood in her eyes. She knows what she means to do. good way to say goodbye.
Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and the wonderful tones there of Paul Kelly, the legendary Australian singer-songwriter who I saw perform live last night in Seattle, Washington. For anyone, like, it's so quick and easy these days. There's the Bolt bus, $16 you can get down to Seattle on the Bolt bus. You're in there in 4 hours. Stayed at a hostel last night, back here for the show. Really easy. You can see world-class music at a wonderful venue, Triple Door. And Paul Kelly played this album in its full entirety, Spring and Fall. And the two songs I played for you was track one, You Found Year, and then Cold as Canada, track eight, which is the perfect song to play, given this is Canada. Back to his roots in the singer-songwriter folk tradition. I'll broadcast the interview that I recorded with Paul Kelly at another time. He was really interesting to talk to. I was very, very nervous. I only had 10 minutes, and I kind of raced and stumbled through these questions, but I think it was all right. Anyway, so that's that. And now for this show, we're very pleased to have, I'm welcoming into the studio, Larry Hansen. Hi, Larry.
Hello. How do you do?
Excellent.
Great.
Thanks so much for coming in at short notice, Larry. I guess you were down at Musqueam today, which is pretty close.
Actually, we had a pro day today, so there we had a day off for the students.
Oh, okay. So Larry is a teacher. He's a musician, which we'll get to, but also a teacher. What exactly do you do there day to day? Which teaching?
We're teaching English and math and First Nation studies and career counseling. Get them into trades or post-secondary in the future, hopefully.
And is that so? The adult education?
Yes.
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing that for?
This will be my second year. I taught in Tawasin for a year and taught for a half a year at Native Ed Center. Hmm. And this is an outreach program from Native Ed Center. And they just started last September.
Ah.
So only been a couple of years
Been
doing that. I did my training down here at UBC through the NITEP education program. And I did a history degree here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so great.
It's been a... quite an academic journey.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, so this is your stomping grounds, but I guess you never had a chance to get up here. It's the first time
actually it is. Yeah,
it is.
I heard a lot about it, but I've never, this is my first time here, and
wow,
glad to be back.
Oh, it's well,
a great place.
It's really a pleasure to have you on. And in terms of your day work there, do you see, like, it's We the statistics-wise, official statistics are quite dire for Aboriginal outcomes, education outcomes for Aboriginal young men especially.
Exactly.
So you're right in the place where really you should be. I mean, it's wonderful you've found a place to be a mentor. Are you able to give us a different picture, a more positive picture than what the blanket statistics might say, like the individuals that you're teaching?
Well, I feel that it's more of a learning environment where they're more comfortable with me, and it's kind of like a carefree relationship where I can talk to them and I don't have to be stern or anything, and I want them to be an adult about doing their work and be committed to what they're doing and be responsible for anything that has to be done, right? Mm. Just like in life.
That's right. And I imagine you can create a more welcoming and accepting environment than maybe the alienating way that mainstream education.
Yeah, the mainstream, there are just so many students going through the programs and numbers, and teachers just have no time to get to anybody that's not up to par in their classroom, right? So this is a result, I guess, going into back to adult education to get back into the workforce again. So, yeah.
Oh, that's really, really great to hear. I didn't realize that part of you. We were going to talk about music, and you brought your CD, and this is really really wonderful to hear that's the other part of your life. As far as music goes, Larry is one of the musical guests for the Red Jam Slam Society event that's happening on February 14th, which is going to be at the Interurban Gallery. I'll find out a little bit of information here about the Red Jam Slam Society. Coming up later on, we have an interview with Gunaji O'Sullivan. She's going to be talking for 5 minutes about the detail of the event and what it's all going to be about. But in essence, the Red Jam Slam Society was founded on June 10th, 2010, and it really exists to initiate celebrations and events and annual festivals that feature Aboriginal artists and performers, including Larry. The society encourages grassroots and inclusive strategies that honour all Aboriginal voice and encourages all to participate, encourages continued growth and presence within all media. So it's a wonderful organisation, and their event coming up on the 14th is very eclectic. We have musicians, speakers, and comedians. And so, Larry, how about let's go straight into a track of yours from the Res Warrior CD, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about your music.
Okay.
So
which one are you going to play?
Well, it's up to you. We've got the track list there. Is there anything you
The first song is about the elders, and it's learning values and respect for the elders, and I think it's a good place to start, I think.
Definitely. Yeah. So we're just about to hear the track called Elders, which is track one from the album Res Warriors by Larry Hansen, who is our special live studio guest. This is CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC. Here we go.
Drops falling from your First Nation eyes. See the wildflowers growing beneath that deep blue sky. Touching the sunlight that warms our hearts. Learn to respect. Learn to respect. Learn to respect. The elders have said. So follow their teaching through your journey of life. Thank your Creator. The love of your life, to all of your visions, the spirit of your decisions. Learn to respect. Learn to respect. Learn to respect. The elders have said. To guide it to teach us, guide it to teach a future warrior. sin. Learn to respect the elders have sinned.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. Don't forget, we have a Twitter account, at OzStranded, and the Google. Well, the website now, we've changed the name. It used to be WordPress. Now it's www.ozstrandedradio.com. Lots of podcasts up there and little descriptions of the show and video clip. And this week I'm going to put up the video clip for Larry's track. Well, is that Larry? Is that? Oh, it is. Was it Pass the Feather On? Was that the?
Yeah, that's
it is.
YouTube. Yeah.
That's the single, yeah. So we'll put that up on the website. So you just heard there track one from the Res Warriors CD called Elders. A wonderful song with a very wholesome, decent message. And Larry, you were just telling me, I mean, your role as an elder, education, you've already talked about your formal work currently in adult education, but you mentioned something off air about a little workshop you conducted for students.
Yeah, the Cam River Arts Society hired us. They phoned me down here and asked me if, because I played for them last year, and so they wanted me to go up and play for the children up at Camp River Museum. So I put together a little project, and my wife was included because she speaks the language.
Hmm.
And my daughter, Natalie, she was there to help us. So it was real lot of fun. We were excited to be there. And she got to speak the language to them and got them to repeat it back to her. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if she wanted to do a demonstration of some of the language that she teaches in Cortez Island. She teaches at Cortez Island.
Yeah. Well, Helen is, she's here in the studio as well. Helen.
Hansen, yeah.
Yeah, Helen Hansen, would you like to explain a little bit more about the work you do around language?
Okay, what I do is I record our language onto the firstvoices.com. And then you can go into the Klahoots language and learn our language from that site.
It's a website, yeah.
Yeah, website, yeah.
Huh.
www.klahoots.
And of what First Nations specifically, like what the language relating to what specific region, like how far does it does the language sort of expand out traditionally? Hard to say.
I think a pretty wide range, because anyone can log on to First Voices and learn the language.
Oh, I mean, in terms of geographically, that language, the origin of that language here in North America, like how far?
I think it's specific to that area. There are three native bands. There's Paul River Sliaman Band, and there's my band, which is Hamelco Band in Cam River, and her band is Cortez Island Klahoots Band, and they originated from Toba Inlet, and the next inlet over was Butte Inlet, and Paul River was where Sliaman was, and they all spoke the general same language.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's kind of specific to that one little geographic area.
Yeah.
It's in the Comox dialect on the First Nations map, but it's got a specific sound to itself, I think.
And it's so important, Helen, the work that you do to keep these traditions alive. I mean, individuals like you have to do this because all the pressures around. That.
It certainly is. And there's another First Nations that is doing the same language as we are, and they are our neighbor in Tsleil-Waututh First Nation, and they speak the same language as us, and we're both doing the same work as recording our language. And we have a few children's songs, stories in there, which is quite important for learning our language.
Like traditional stories that were passed on, yeah.
And
Larry just suggested, Helen, would you like to speak in that language for us, for the listeners?
Okay. Ajishwut, that means how are you? You can say emot, which is I'm good. And I can count to four for you. Pa'a is one. Sa'a, two. Chalice, three. Mos, four.
Oh, thank you. And we'll get the website link up on our blog too, because that's really wonderful to know that that exists. And and are you aware of people in other communities doing this? Like, is there a network, you know, like say someone over in Ontario doing the same thing in a community? Like, does this website sort of relate to a bigger movement of language reclaiming?
There is. I'm not too sure how many languages are on First Voices. I think there's maybe about 30.
Wow.
In BC that are recording their languages there.
Wow.
I think the biggest problem is that nobody knows, because they write it in their own language, the name on the website, and nobody knows how to pronounce it or say it or how to write it to get into the www, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they should put it in the like Cam River or Paw River or Cortez Island.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if that would help any, just to for people to find the language, right? It's, they don't know, right? It's, needs to be, should be more simpler, I guess.
Yeah. Well, in any event, it's really great to learn that this is happening. It's a going concern, and your work's very, very needed, Helen. We'll be right back. This is CRTR Radio, and we're joined in the studio by Larry Hansen and his wife Helen. Larry is a musician, First Nations musician based here in Vancouver, and we'll be right back. We're just going to do a public service announcement and play another track. How about we play that Pass the Feather On, the single?
Yeah, it's passing our knowledge on, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, we'll put that on first, and then we'll get to the public service. So, track 8 here on the CD, Res Warriors. This is CITR Radio.
We'll be right back. Catch Natalie McMaster April 2nd when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theater. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheater.com. Tickets are now on sale.
Welcome back to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on the dial in Vancouver or www.citr.ca on the internet. We're at Twitter at OzStranded, and this is live radio. We have Larry Hansen, First Nations musician, in the studio, and his wife Helen is here. She was just talking about the movement to reclaim First Nations traditional language, which is very positive. And another positive thing at the moment is the I Don't Know More movement, which has really galvanized a lot of support for First Nations people in Canada. And I wonder internationally how much attention it's got yet. I know it has had some media attention, but it's hard to say. Because I asked Paul Kelly last night when I interviewed him, because I know he's written some topical songs about the struggles for First Nations in Australia, and he wasn't aware of it. So I hope, you know, mainstream media, I hope that you're doing what you're meant to do and making sure people are aware. Larry actually has a poem he's going to read for us. It's actually, I guess, lyrics for a song, and we're not set up today to play, but he's going to read these out. And just for people who aren't aware, the I Don't Know More movement is a self-determination movement. Is relating to Aboriginal people in Australia. And I'm going to read you a bit of their manifesto online. So this is written by Jessica Gordon, the manifesto for I Don't Know More, on their website. We contend that the treaties are nation-to-nation agreements between the Crown and First Nations, who are sovereign nations. The treaties are agreements that cannot be altered or broken by one side of the two nations. The spirit and intent of the treaty agreements mean that First Nations peoples would share the land, but retain their inherent rights to land and resources. Instead, First Nations have experienced a history of colonization, which has resulted in outstanding land claims, lack of resources, and unequal funding for services such as education and housing. Now, Larry, you've written your response and your thoughts and feelings about I Don't Know More. You've put it into words.
Yes, I think like my CD, I could tell you can tell my age saying records. Like Res Warriors, I think the movement is focused more on environmental warriors, where that everybody globally, this is where we live, right? And we have to kind of smarten up and try to get our act together and try to stop pollution and I don't know if you want to say capitalism, because it's, I mean, how much money can they get, these corporations? It's they're in control of everything, and the people are trying to come together and show awareness, I think, more than about themselves. I think it's, but there is a lot of different perspectives on that. I guess everybody has their own goal, but this is what I came together for the way that I feel personally about it. So I'd like me and Helen to say it together. Mm-hmm. Can you feel our spirits? Can you feel our idle spirits? Idle no more. We are idle no more. Who are we? We are idle no more. See our people. Hear our people. Can you see our people? Can you hear our people? Coming together. Protecting Mother Earth. Feel our thunder. Feel our power of the people. Coming together in the four directions. Coming together in the four directions. Idle no more. We are idle no more. We will be idle no more. Coming together, we will be idle no more. Coming together for Mother Earth, with the power of our Creator. We shall stand for Mother Earth. We shall stand for Mother Earth. Idle no more for all your children. I don't know more for our future. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And those are actually lyrics that I guess will you be performing this song?
Yes, I wanted to do that next week on the 14th.
Yeah,
there is no charge at the door. I don't think that's a free event. I think, and it's going to be. I remember Sandy Schofield and Wayne LaValle were one of the people that I met when we first started playing in Vancouver, and they were just youngins back then. And I heard they're playing that night, so it should be quite an event. I think there's a lot of First Nations talent that's going to be there, and so it's going to be a fun night, I think.
And so we're talking about the Red Jam Slam event on the 14th at the venue. If you're able to just remind me, Urban Gallery. Yeah. That's right, and off Hastings Street. So we're actually going to play now a 5-minute. Interview I recorded with Gunaji O'Sullivan. She is a First Nations broadcaster here in the city. She is operating out of Co-op Radio and CJSF. And she'll be talking about what we can expect at the event at the Interurban Gallery on the 14th and generally what the Red Jam Slam Society is all about. So here it is. Here's Gunaji O'Sullivan telling us everything we need to know.
Well, the Red Jam Slam Society was founded by myself in June 2010, on June the 10th. Cut. The Red Jam Slam Society was founded on June 10th, 2010. And since its conception, we have held a number of events, one of them being a festival which happened last year. And it was a really great attempt at our first festival, and a part of the Red Jam Slam Society's mandate is to hold a festival a year and hold events that will promote, educate, and encourage other First Nations people about First Nations issues. So we had this great opportunity to go in partnership with the National Community Radio Association and the Indian Residential School Society, and we applied for funding through the Truth and Reconciliation Commemorative Grant. And we got this grant, which will then allow us, the NCRA and the Red Jam Slam Society and the Indian Residential School Society, to participate in allocating these funds to 40 different radio stations to train 40 different Aboriginal people in their regions to go and collect stories from the areas that they live in that pertain to the legacy of the residential school, whether you're a residential school survivor, intergenerational survivor, or somebody who is just remotely affected by the residential school, it still has its impact on the people as a community. So we wanted to identify that from region to region and also give these stations an opportunity to train Aboriginal people in their community, thereby building a bridge which will allow us to reconcile with the rest of Canada in a mutual respectful way. But a part of that whole resonating reconciliation grant is that the Red Jam Slam Society holds regional events across Canada. And so we'll be holding Red Jam Slam events featuring artists who have dealt with residential schools through various mediums such as music, film, art, poetry, you name it. They'll be invited to perform at these Red Jam Slams. One, the very first Red Jam Slam will be on February 14th, 2013. We're very excited to be holding a Resonating Reconciliation Red Jam Slam in honor of the missing and murdered women on February 14th at the Interurban Gallery, which is located on Hastings and Carroll, which is right across from Pigeon Square. And what we will be doing is we'll start off at 9 o'clock with an opening from people of this territory, the Squamish territory. After that, we'll have a panel which will include spokespeople from the Indian Residential School Society, spokespeople from Health in Canada will be there, plus we'll Skype in one of the commissioners from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Ottawa, And we'll also have residential school survivors from a street level share their stories with the listeners of Co-op Radio, because we're also providing a remote which will be allow us to air the Red Jam Slam live as the event unfolds. All kinds of exciting things going on. Cheryl Bear will be there. She's a gospel singer, plus Ray Thunderchild, who is also known as Bigfoot, who you've seen on such TV shows as Blackstone and Health Nuts and so on and so forth. And then in the evening, we're going to have an opening by Christy Charles, who is from the Musqueam Reserve. She's a rapper who raps in her language. And we also have Butterflies in Spirit, who are made up of a dancing group who are made up of the missing and murdered families of the missing and murdered sisters and aunties and moms of these missing and murdered women. So that group is called Butterflies in Spirit. Sandy Schofield will be there, Wayne LaValle, Kalan Wee. There will be people, comedians such as Patsy Burns, Your Wagon, and Chuck Cease will also be there, who is a fellow comedian, Curtis Sahenicu, Dwayne Howard, all comedians. And then we have the other musicians such as Gail Bowen, who is a blues singer. And then we also will have a band called Res Warriors, and they have some songs about the residential schools in their lineup as well. All kinds of musicians are going to be there. It's going to be a jam-packed evening full of ideas about the residential school, full of ideas about healing from that whole experience, and we'll be able to share that with you. And we hope that you will come and join us at the Interurban Gallery, and that you enjoy the series of interviews that you'll be hearing here on CITR.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, on for another, let's see, we got about 7 minutes left, and we still have Larry Hansen here in the studio and his wife Helen. And the track we just heard there was Delana Gale Bowen. She will be performing at the Red Jam Slam event. That song was called My Blues Keep Bringing Me Home. She's a really fascinating lady, and I'm gonna do my best to interview her. She's from Winnipeg, and she's done a lot over the years. And this event's shaping up to be quite interesting. 14th of February at the Interurban Gallery in Vancouver at Hastings and Carroll. A great gathering of First Nations artists and speakers, including Larry. So we're just talking off air about residential school, and you have a track on your record Res Warriors about residential school. I'd love to leave us tonight with that track. What can you tell us about the song?
Residential school, I was a coordinator for my wife's band for 3 or 4 years, and brought in healers into the community to try to help them through their traumas that they'd gone through. And a lot of the residential school survivors didn't know they had gone through any kind of traumas because it was a lack of knowledge, because they were away from their parents to learn anything and things like that. So, and we also had a psychologist was there to help any people that were had any problems. But this song I wrote, I wrote up for my friend. He kind of inspired me. He told me his story about how he had gone to residential school, and they took him on a boat by himself, and they had him in the boat, and he went there, and so I just that song was a result of that anyway. So I hope everybody likes it. It's a good song.
Great. Well, we'll leave the show tonight with that song. So thanks so much for coming in, Larry and Helen.
You're our
honored guest for the this special. We have another show next week before the 14th, so we'll try to get another interview happening, because there's plenty of folks to feature. As I mentioned, Delana Gale Bowen, she's one of the performers. We just played her song. We have Chuck Cheese. We have Shed from Gabrielle Island. We have Callan Wee. Oh, and one other thing I had to mention, Guniji was saying there's an event tonight, Niska's New Year.
Oh yeah, that's right too. Yeah,
yeah,
I heard about that. Yeah.
What is Niska?
Niska is a nation there up past Prince Rupert. I think they just had their treaty process. They were the first people to sign their treaty in British Columbia. And they celebrate their New Year's today. They start their New Year. Yeah, it's from Nass River up north.
And so that their New Year celebration is on today. I'm just trying to work out here from the Facebook where it is. But anyway, if you wanted to find it online, go to Facebook, HOBIWE, Hobby, and Niska, NISGA, apostrophe A. Type that into Facebook and the event will come up. Here it is. P&E Forum, 2901 East Hastings, Vancouver. There we go. P&E Forum tonight. Niska's New Year, free admission. And there'll be information booths available for non-profit organizations at no cost. And sounds pretty cool. So that's it for the show, because we have the sports taking over at 7 o'clock. That'll kick in a few minutes time. Generally the show is an hour and a half, but this time of year sports co-ops a little bit of this slot. So let's go out with Residential School by Larry Hansen and the Res Warriors Project. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No problem at all.
I went to residential school, I was just 8 years old. Took me from my mom's home to a place so far away. I felt so all alone, not knowing anyone. I learned how not to love and not to speak my tongue, 'cause that's what an Indian, yeah, that's what an Indian's gotta do. Dropped out of school, I was 16. Smoked drugs and drank my soul away. Remember where we met when we got married? Had three little kids, but that didn't last long. Learned how not to love, how to lose those bad memories, 'cause that's what an Indian, yeah, that's what an Indian's gotta do. Now I'm all alone and thinking back to a res life that could have been. I could have learned to carve and sing traditional songs, but I smoked my life away. No jobs in poverty. I felt one tear fall, 'cause now I'm over 54. I've learned how to love and how to speak my tongue, 'cause that's what an Indian, yeah, that's what an Indian's gotta do. I've learned how to love and how to speak my tongue, 'cause that's what an Indian, yeah, that's what an Indian's gotta do. That's what an Indian, yeah, that's what an Indian's gotta do.